stars sort of aligned perfectly for this year. It was the first year that Coma National gave the option to all of the affiliates to say, hey, if you want to try this in your city, go right ahead. We had some amazing sponsors who jumped on board, New Balance, Bob Ronkers, Road ID, all of them who are very familiar with the running community, and they sort of let us know, hey, there's not a lot of 10Ks around here. If we can make this a top-notch 10K, you're going to attract this huge running community in Cincinnati. So we did. We made the addition. We had a number of meetings with them to make sure that we got everything exactly right.
You spent a lot of time developing a course that would be challenging. What should runners expect?
This course is going to be amazing. One of the great things about the Race for the Cure is that it goes over the bridges, and it is just so very Cincinnati. And it will be on the Cincinnati side as well as the Kentucky side going along the river. Everybody is talking about how gorgeous this course is and how much runners are really going to like it.
Are you surprised by the number of people that have registered?
We are so pleasantly surprised by it. You know, we knew that Cincinnati has a huge running community here, and there's probably 25Ks every weekend that people can choose from, but there just aren't many 10Ks. So we knew we would have that solid 10% of our participation interested in the 10K.
Cincinnati has a great running community with several events throughout the year. Why does the Race for the Cure attract so many people?
Well, in the past, I would say it is because we talk about 1 in 8 women who are impacted by this disease. I can't imagine that there's anyone listening to the broadcast this morning who does not know someone or have a family member or a friend who's been affected by this. So many people come down because they know it's a great cause and they want to help us raise money for research to find a cure, and then for these local programs that Komen funds here in our community.
One of the great things about this event is that 75% of the proceeds stay right here in Cincinnati to fund breast health and the community outreach programs. Tell me a little bit about that.
And that's why I love Komen so much. There are a number of organizations out there that help with breast cancer, but I've done my research, and that's why I'm at Komen. 25% goes to research, and 75% of it stays right here in the Cincinnati area. And we do a lot of research on what women are we not reaching, what women need the most help, and that's where we focus those resources. Right now we have this really cool project for Amish and Mennonite women who don't ever see doctors. We just ran a generator on a mammogram van to get these women screened. And these are women who we would have never been able to reach before. And they went door to door and got their friends and brought them to this community house where we could run this generator and get them all screened. And that's just one example of countless ways that we're able to have an impact right here in Cincinnati.
Amazing work. You can find out how to register for the Greater Cincinnati Race for the Cure 2012 on our website at wnku.org under local news. Amy Wagner, thank you.
Thank you.